thank you very much. Once again, friends, I don the domino and the mask and play a leading role in our theater. A number of fans have written in asking why I generally play an unsympathetic character. And in answer, I can only say that, like many other actors, I believe a part of that nature is much more of a challenge and consequently a much more satisfying part to play. As we say in the acting profession, you can get your teeth into such a part. Usually, too, a part such as I'm playing carries a little bit of a lesson, if we dare be so profound. Also, I promise to play a nicer type person next time, so I hope my friends won't be too distressed with the character I play this time. And now, the curtain is going up in just a moment, but now, here is our announcement.
Hats off!
Three cheers!
Hooray for the red, white, and blue!
The great Rexall red, white, and blue sale!
Rally round as Rexall lights up the sky with hundreds of star-spangled value.
Thrilled with a big parade of bargain after bargain after bargain.
Save on everything from vitamins to shaving cream.
Toothbrushes to nylon.
And remember, every Rexall product is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
Get in the spirit of Rexall's great red, white, and blue sale.
Going on right now, but only at your Rexall store.
The curtain is up, and here is the play.
We're late. Will he be coming out soon?
Yeah, yeah. They're giving out the award for the best male performance now.
And after that, he'll come out. Right out this way, huh?
Yeah, but won't do you no good. With all them guards, you'll never get no autographs.
Autographs? Why, less than 3 months ago, I...
Shh! They've made the award. Now maybe they'll rev up that loudspeaker so we can hear Alan Parker's speech.
Alan Parker.
Yeah. You know, his speech of acceptance.
Shh! There it is.
In this enviable position this evening. The producer of the picture, Mr. Sol Kingsley, my director, Charlie Madison, and my beautiful and lovely wife, Olga. I don't know whether I've really merited the best performance by a male star award, but I do know...
Dirty cheat. Faker.
Let's hear the rest of it.
He's not Alan Parker.
No?
I'm Alan Parker.
Oh, sure. Sure you are. And I'm Mickey Rooney.
But I am, I tell you.
Sure, sure. And you're in there right now, getting that little statue. You ain't after you dressed like a bum. You're in there on the stage, all done up in fish and tails.
No, I'm out here. But I'm Alan Parker. You've got to believe me. There has to be someone, someplace, who'll believe my story.
Now, buddy, take it easy. If you want to tell me the story, go ahead. I'll believe you.
Thanks. I guess it really started that night at Kingsley's party. I'd been pretty lucky my first few years in Hollywood, but I hadn't quite made the grade. I mean, I'd never been in a Sol Kingsley production. I'd been working on a pretty good angle for landing in the middle of the Kingsley payroll, but this was the first time I'd ever been invited to his house. I hadn't wanted to, but I'd brought my wife, Olga, along. The Kingsleys, according to the columnist, were very conventional people. I just hoped that the conventional Mrs. Kingsley and my devoted wife wouldn't meet in the middle of a crowded room. It might be embarrassing. I was lucky, though. I ditched Olga as soon as we got there, and I bumped into Sylvia Kingsley in a deserted hall leading to the bar. Hiya, Sylvia.
Alan, what are you doing here?
Why, I came at your husband's invitation. I'm a very promising young leading man, you know.
Oh, I was afraid...
What's the matter? Aren't I welcome?
Yes, of course you are, Alan. And you're the handsomest man in a dinner jacket since Valentino. Shall we go into the bar for a drink?
Aren't you going to kiss me?
The ego of you. You didn't even acknowledge my pretty compliment.
I acknowledge only that you're very beautiful.
Alan, don't... You move, not here.
Meet me on the terrace in 10 minutes.
Yes. Now let me go.
10 minutes. A producer's wife can do you more good than your own agent. You know, talking about your last picture, saying how magnetic you are. Yes, a woman can say things like that in Hollywood. It's all part of the professional jargon. Well, I knew the jargon, too, and Sylvie was falling for it. If she wasn't going for it hook, line, and sinker, she wouldn't have agreed to meet me on the terrace of her own house. I went there to wait for her.
Hello, Alan.
Olga, what are you doing out here?
Oh, feeling sorry for myself, I suppose.
Darling, if you're bored, why not go home?
I won't go home from another party without you.
I only suggested it because you're bored. They really bore me, too.
Oh, Alan, you have a great talent for acting.
The implication being that as a husband, I have none?
It wasn't always this way.
I was younger then. I had no destiny.
I preferred you without destiny. And without Sylvia.
Olga, you must stop meddling in my affairs.
Affairs?
Career, then.
Your career takes some very strange turns.
That's enough. You know, I think I'm about through with you, Olga. You're beginning to stand in my way. I think I'll move to a hotel.
If that's what you'd like.
That's exactly what I'd like. But don't take it too hard, Olga. You'll get over me.
I have, very nicely. You've been quite successful in extinguishing my love. Good night, Alan.
Well, the publicity wouldn't do me any good, but people forget quickly. Especially if you land a fat new part in a hurry. And at least Olga had gone home before Sylvia came out on the terrace for our rendezvous.
Alan?
Well, of course it's me, darling. Do you usually make a couple of dates for the terrace?
Oh, no, silly. But I wondered how you got up here so quickly. I just saw you at the bar talking to Saul and some others.
I haven't been talking to Saul. I've been out here. Alone.
Oh? Well, it must have been your double then. I didn't think there were two handsome men in Hollywood like you.
Thank you. It might be handy to have a double at that, you know. Good alibi sometime, maybe.
He really did look like you. But it's of no importance. Kiss me.
No, it was of no importance then. But how was I to know? The next day, I moved to a hotel, away from Olga's interference. And then everything began to fall into line just the way I planned it. You should have seen the way Sal Kingsley catered to me when he called me to his office a week later.
I believe in laying my cards on the table, Alan. I want you for my next picture. I think you're the finest new actor in Hollywood.
Well, thanks.
I think the picture will be a sleeper, maybe even get an award. I could get a big name for the lead, but I believe in giving newcomers a break, particularly when they've got what it takes.
I won't let you down, Saul.
Huh? Oh, sure, my boy. I know you'll be okay.
You remember what happened to the sleeper, the street? Well, it didn't win an award, but it made a fortune for Kingsley, and it made me a star. Every place I went, I got special attention. I'm a normal guy. I like attention. And when you work hard to achieve something and you make the grade, you deserve it.
Monsieur Parker, bonjour, your usual table.
Of course.
But of course, Jacques, you would please watch the door. I must see Monsieur Parker myself. I was just thinking of you now. Only this afternoon we get a shipment of fine vintage wine. I said, Jacques, when Monsieur Parker, he come in, we tell him.
I'll have Paul Roger 28.
Mais oui. For one.
For two.
Oh, très bien, monsieur. Your table. I shall hurry with the wine. Just as... Oh, pardon, mademoiselle.
Alan Parker, of all people.
Sylvia, how nice to see you. Please join me. I was just abhorring the thought of lunching alone.
I'd love to. There. These casual meetings. Do you think we're fooling anyone?
I can always blame it on my double. I finally met him, you know. Saul discovered him and hired him as my stand-in. He does look like me. It's amazing.
I know. I've met him.
Really, quite amusing.
Your wine, monsieur. I serve it myself.
And why not?
Of course.
My, what a disposition we're wearing today.
Fine wine. Vive la France.
Just open it and forget the histrionics, will you?
But, Monsieur Parker,
it's all right, Henri. I guess Mr. Parker just has another of his two famous hangovers.
Oh, I am sorry, Monsieur Parker. I was on... Oh, you, oh,
Look what you've done.
A thousand pardons, monsieur. Never before.
It'll come off, Alan.
I don't see why I should be subjected to...
I am terribly embarrassed, monsieur Parker. I assure you that...
Alan!
You struck me.
Of course I did, you clumsy fool. Come, Sylvia. Let's get out of here.
You struck me.
Well, Sylvia, are you coming?
No, Alan. No, I don't think I will. Some cold water and a cloth, Henri. And then I'd like my lunch.
I have never been so insulted, mademoiselle. Never in 30 years of this business. He is not worthy of our kitchen.
Everybody stared at me as I went out. But I was getting accustomed to being stared at. Maybe I shouldn't have lost my temper. But I wasn't sorry. An actor's entitled to a little temperament. And Sylvia'd get over her mad. But she didn't. And the next morning, I was on the carpet. Sol Kingsley's.
Sit down, Alan.
Okay. What did you want to see me about?
Quite a play you got by the columnist this morning. Sort of thing can hurt a comer like you.
Mind if I have one of your cigarettes?
Alan, I've $2 million invested in your new picture, and we're half through with it. But I don't invest that kind of dough in bad box office. It won't do either of us any good to have any more bad publicity.
Okay, okay. The sermon over?
Not quite. You've been hitting the bottle pretty heavy lately, and I want you to lay off.
Anything else, master?
Yes, one more thing. Stay away from Sylvia. I'm not as simple as you may think.
Look, Sol, I'll do as I please. You're not kidding me, any. You can't afford to shelve a picture in the middle of shooting. And even if you don't like my behavior, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all.
I wouldn't bank too heavily on that, Parker.
Sol was bluffing, and I knew it. But I guess the head of a studio has to act tough. Well, I could act tough, too. Maybe not with Sol. I might need him again sometime, but with Charlie Madison, my director, it was different. He was nothing but a punk. Why, he'd only been an assistant up to this assignment. I could make or break him.
Can I speak to you just a minute, Alan?
Look, Madison, when I'm on the set, you'll call me Mr. Parker.
Okay, Mr. Parker. Well, all I wanted to say was that your stand-in, Norman Bixby, is a little under the weather today. And I know it's asking a lot, but if you wouldn't mind...
If I wouldn't mind what?
Well, it'd look good, Alan.
Mr. Parker.
Swell publicity shot, the great star. But not so great, he won't stand in for his...
What do you take me for, Madison? Some flunky extra? Bixby will stand in as usual.
Wait a minute, the guy's sick.
If he wants to keep his job.
Look, Parker, I've taken a lot of your guff ever
since...
Okay,
Mr. Madison. I'll be all right.
That's mighty considerate of you, Bixby.
I told Mr. Madison not to ask you. After all, you've worked hard to get to the top, and... Well, I understand how you feel.
How can you? You're not a star. You're just a punk who stands under the lights for me. And your deep appreciation of how my mind works is completely lost on me. Now, get out there so they won't be all day reaching my next scene.
Look, Parker, I won't stand
Mr.
for you...
Mr. Madison, talking. You'll stand for anything I want to say or do. They can change directors in the middle of a picture... But not the star. Not after they've shot thousands of feet of precious film. And there's nothing you can do about that situation.
I wonder. There might be an answer to that problem. If a guy thought about it long enough.
Keepsake. coming out. If I could just get my hands on all of them, I'd...
Now, take it easy, buddy. If you're starting to think, you'll just get into trouble with all them cops here. Why, all Alan Parker would have to do is crook his little finger and then...
But I'm Alan Parker, I tell you. You said you'd believe me.
Why, sure I believe you. Go ahead with your story. You was pretty much of a stinker, wasn't you?
Oh, I knew that my actions weren't going to win me any popularity contest, but everyone seemed set against me. Olga, Sylvia, Sal, Madison, all of them. Even my stand-in, Bixby. Well, I did what anyone would have done. I fought back.
Please, Mr. Parker, let's try to get the scene right this time, shall we? We've taken it 8 times and it still doesn't mean anything. Now, try to get a little emotion into it, boy.
Emotion? Playing opposite that icicle? She couldn't arouse any emotion.
I'm satisfied with Miss Barrett's performance. Now, let me go over once more the reactions I want from you.
Miss Barrett's all right, and I'm all wet, eh? I suppose it's my fault the picture's behind schedule. I'm the one who's always to blame.
Well, taking yesterday off so you could go on a binge didn't help the shooting schedule any.
Well, let me tell you something, Madison. If I want to take a day off, I'll take it off.
But you...
Yes, and I'll take a week off if I want to. I'm the star of this picture, do you understand? The star.
I figured if I duck out for a week or so, they'd find out they had to handle me with kid gloves. I'd show them how far they'd get with their precious picture without their star. I checked in at a little motel near the beach. They'd find me if I registered under my own name, so I signed the register Norman Bixby. No one ever heard of him, that was for sure. I'd be safe until I got good and ready to go back. I can't tell you much about the week that followed, except that it was all like a purple haze. Long, dreamy purple haze in which I was a king, wore my robes and ruled my kingdom with a whiskey bottle for a scepter. There always seemed to be plenty of whiskey bottles, some empty, some full. I lost track of the hours. Days and nights melted into one.
Who is it? What do you want?
You'll have to turn your radio down, Mr. Bixby. Lots of the other tenants are still sleeping.
Oh, yeah? I'll turn it down when I'm good and ready.
More music in a moment, but first a summary of early morning news. It is reported that Norman Bixby, missing since last Wednesday, has not yet been found. Bixby, under contract to Saul Kingsley, is said to have been in ill health recently. Of late, Bixby has been acting as stand-in for Kingsley star Alan Parker. In Sacramento, political leaders said late yesterday that some progress was being made.
I had to laugh. So Bixby couldn't take it. Well, what was the difference if Bixby took a powder? They couldn't shoot the picture without me anyway. So Bixby could disappear and it wouldn't... And then suddenly it struck me. They'd be looking for Bixby and... I'd signed his name when I checked in at the motel. I got my things together in a hurry and drove back to town. It was almost noon when I got there. I hadn't taken time to shave, so when I got back to my hotel, I went in the back way. As I came in, I thought I heard my front door close softly. Shook my head to clear it and closed the door. Feeling of unreality crept over me as I walked through the suite. I couldn't shake it. The feeling that someone had been living there while I was gone. That someone had just left as I came in. There was a cigarette in the ashtray beside the easy chair. And the paper on the table beside it. A picture in it caught my eye. A picture of me. With Olga. I glanced at the date. I tried to remember what day I'd left. It must be today's paper. Read the caption under the picture. Alan Parker and wife enjoying themselves at last night's movie charity party. It may mean a reconciliation. I felt dizzy. I hadn't seen Olga since the night I moved to the hotel.
Kingsley speaking.
So, this is Alan. Alan Parker. I'd like you to...
I'm glad to hear from you, boy, but you just take a few days off. You worked mighty hard this last week. And the rush to the picture proved that you're your old self again. That's swell, Alan. You're a sure bet for a top award.
My head was spinning. I still didn't get it. I didn't know what it was all about then. I reached for the phone again and called my agent.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hammett is out. take a message?
Could you tell me where to find him? I'm an old friend.
Oh, of course, sir. He's lunching with Alan Parker at the Mirador, but I don't think he'd mind if...
I stumbled out of the hotel and walked to the Mirador. I didn't have any money left in my wallet, so I couldn't take a cab, and I was in no condition to drive. I guess I looked like a bum when I got there. The head waiter wouldn't let me in. I hung around outside for a while, and then I saw Hammett come out with another man. His back was to me. They hurried into a car and drove away. As they passed me, I got a glimpse of the other man. It was Bixby, or it was me, or... I don't know who it was. When I tried to get back into my hotel, they had me thrown out. I wandered around and finally fell asleep on a park bench. I was cold sober by the time I woke up, and I figured it out. The whole thing came to me. I could see Saul and Olga, Sylvia, Madison, the director, and that skunk Bixby sitting around in Saul's office, just as plain as though I'd been there.
You gotta help me, all of you. If I have to shelve the picture
I'm
now...
with you all the way, Saul. Norman's the one to make the decision.
Oh, I know Parker doesn't deserve any sympathy, but I can't help feeling
that... isn't the point, Norman. The fact is that Saul will take an awful beating if the picture isn't finished. And you know what it will do to Madison's career.
Well, then I'll do it, if Olga will help.
I'll do anything. And if it hurts Alan, it's certainly no more than he deserves.
How about fingerprints? Signature?
Well, he always refused to be fingerprinted, even his driver's license. And I doubt he signed his stage name a dozen times. Always had the fan mail department at the studio handle his photographs. And he'd never stop to give an autograph.
I can teach you his mannerisms and gestures in a couple of days. And you need hardly any makeup at all to take his place.
It still seems like a crummy trick, even if he is a swine.
Norman, you're too nice to have to pass yourself off as Alan Parker. But I still think you should. And I'll help you all I can.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you two were seen together. Rumors of a reconciliation wouldn't be bad at all.
How is the marital status, Olga? The divorce became final last week. So, Norman, would you mind escorting me a little?
I'd like it very much, Olga. I've always thought a great deal of you, and... well, I was sorry that you got such a rough deal.
Let's try to make it a good deal for everybody from here in.
Yep, that's about how it happened. There's no way to prove that I was Alan Parker. Oh, I tried things. I even went to the police. They laughed at me. I went to the bank, but they didn't even have my signature on file. I'd always had a business manager handle my money. Not that there was much anyway. I'd always spent it about as fast as it came in. So I ended up in a flop house down on Skid Row. Every time I got a chance, I told my story. I figured someday I'd find someone who'd believe me and do something. I thought I found him once, a newspaper reporter looking for human interest stories. Yeah, it got in the paper. The story of a derelict who insisted he was a movie star. Like some nut in a booby hatch insisting he was Napoleon. I could never get past the guards at the studio. And I seldom had enough money to buy even a paper. Just tonight I found out that... well, that Alan Parker got the award nomination. For my picture. And that wasn't all of it. It said that he was a cinch to win the award. And that wasn't even the worst. It said that after the award ceremony, he and Olga, his former wife, were slipping away to be remarried. Well, they won't get away with it. I'm going to stop them if it's the last thing I ever do.
Hey, here they come now, but I'd watch my step, Alan.
Let me through. Let me through.
Here comes a cop.
What's the matter here, officer?
Saul!
What's the matter, Saul?
Sylvia, you know me.
I'm afraid there's something really wrong with the man, Saul. Hadn't you better let the police handle him?
Come on, Saul. Come on. The car's waiting. Coming, Olga? Alan?
Wouldn't you just know something had to happen up?
Oh.
Olga.
Well, he knows all our names. He looks familiar. Even under that beard and all that dirt.
You're right, Madison. Can't you see, Saul? Clean him up, shave the beard, and you've got Norman Bixby. Oh, let's do something for him, Saul, please.
He's sick, Saul.
All right. For old time's sake, we'll have the police take him to a hospital till he's recovered. Then we'll give him a small stake to get out of town on. We'll give him a chance to start a new life somewhere else, even if I think it's too good for Norman Bixby.
But I'm not Bixby. I'm not...
Well, I think you're Bixby. I'm going to make a check out for $1,000 to you in the morning. If you endorse it, Norman Bixby, I know I was right. Do you want the check, or do you still have plenty of money?
I guess maybe I'd better take the check, Mr. Kingsley. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The mills of the gods grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine.
In the great American tradition of getting an honest-to-goodness bargain,
Rexall salutes the nation's shoppers with a great red, white, and blue sale.
Hats off to true blue savings.
You'll cheer at the star-spangled values. Everything from aspirin to cosmetics.
Vitamins to razor blades.
And remember, every Rexall product is sold on a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back.
Give your budget a 21-gun salute.
Shop at Rexall's red, white, and blue sale.
Going on now, but only at your Rexall store.
Thank you very much. I really did get a kick out of playing a heel. I must agree. But I do promise to play a much more sympathetic part next time. My wife, Madeline, who also directs me when I act, is starting to believe that I have too much talent in those bad man roles. So once again, I promise to turn over a new leaf. Now, instead of our customary interview, I'd like to take a moment to talk to all of the youngsters who are interested in a career in the theater, radio, pictures, and television. Almost every day brings inquiries from them as to how does one get started in the business. And to them, I want to say this. Learn your trade. Learn to breathe, to speak clearly. Learn to produce good tones, be able to control them. Study people. Study the lives and the methods of great actors and directors. Study the history of the theater, here and abroad, so that you know the works of the masters. Learn languages, the arts, and then practice. And practice some more. Work in all the plays you can. And when you know your trade, get out and see people in the business. Ring doorbells, like anyone else looking for a job. Have patience, try hard, and you'll succeed. You heard Eve McVeigh as Olga, Helen Andrews as Sylvia, Howard Culver as Norman. Best performance was written by Mal Bailey, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by yours truly.